This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. More than 300,000 unemployment claims have been filed in North Carolina since mid-March, and nearly all of them are related to coronavirus. It's not clear how many workers in Mecklenburg County have been laid off because of the pandemic. While many businesses in the Charlotte area are cutting positions, some are actually scrambling to fill jobs that are now in demand because of changes brought by the virus. For more on the state of Charlotte's business community amid COVID-19, we turn now to Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter for our segment, BizWorthy. Tony, you did a check to see what jobs are in demand right now in Charlotte. So what did you find?
Yeah, Marshall, you know, we often think, okay, look, this is hitting everybody. Everybody's laying people off. Nobody's hiring. That's actually not true. I mean, you do have obviously a lot of layoffs, big numbers of layoffs. As you mentioned, 300,000 in the state. You know, the workforce is about 5.1 million. I mean, that's a pretty significant number. But you do have a number of companies and industries that are actually where there are some bright spots. Obviously, you know, you think about delivery, you know, you see a lot of restaurants getting into delivery, but also, you know, Amazon and Walmart, you know, they're both hiring. Some of the warehousing and logistics that go behind that, Charlotte's always been known as sort of a distribution hub. A lot of those are hiring. You see, you know, Frito-Lay and some others, you know, with warehousing distribution type of operations, they're hiring. Grocery, obviously, pretty hot sector. Harris Teeter and Publix have both said they're hiring. The medical profession, that has long been a growing segment, that's obviously continuing. Atrium and Novant have hundreds of positions they're trying to fill. So, you know, there are any number of places where you do have some hiring. Now, it's certainly not enough to make up for these staggering number of job losses.
Are there any jobs in demand right now that surprised you?
Well, you know, Marshall, one of the things that people might not think of is financial services. You know, there's some opportunities there. You know, the mortgage rates have been pretty low. They're seeing a lot of refinancing. So they're seeing a little bit of an uptick to handle some of that demand. And also call centers. I talked to a staffing agency, and they told me that they're seeing a lot of call centers sort of beefing up. And if you think about it, that makes sense. I mean, people have a lot of questions about how things are being affected right now. People are at home a lot. They've got some time to call. So, you know, you're seeing some increases in those areas.
Well, lest we give the impression that there is an overall hiring boom right now, as you just said, the number of jobs as a whole is still way, way down because of all the layoffs. So it's, in other words, it's not as if all of these people who are suddenly out of the job can just go simply get another job.
Right. And I mean, these are not all entry level jobs. Some of these, you know, medical professions, especially, you know, you think you not just anybody can kind of walk in and do some of these jobs. You know, you do have to have probably some qualifications. And yes, the numbers are so staggering and so large of the layoffs that there's, you know, ordinarily in Mecklenburg, you know, it grows maybe a few thousand jobs per month. You know, here, obviously, the numbers are going to be swamped, yes, by the number of layoffs.
What are business leaders and owners saying to you? Are they optimistic that the stimulus package that Congress passed will help them? Or do they think that we're looking at more long-term suffering?
Yeah, you know, I've talked to a lot of business owners the last couple of weeks, and I think there's this feeling of, you know, there's this tremendous feeling of uncertainty that if this is something that's able to pass in 2 or 3 weeks, it's something we can weather. But if it drags on, you know, longer, that it's going to be a significant problem, and not just in the industries that we normally have been thinking of, which is sort of centered in retail and restaurants, that it's going to really sort of ripple, you know, throughout the rest of the economy if this, you know, kind of persists. And so I don't think anybody really knows how long that goes on for. But, you know, if you're talking about this stretching into the summer, you know, that's going to be a real problem, you know, because, you know, you're seeing now retailers, you know, they're having to make rent payments, and they're not able to make those rent payments. So that's going to affect landlords. It's going to affect banks. It's going to really start migrating other places. Some of that is addressed in the latest stimulus bill that came out of Washington. But you know, some of it's not.
Many of the businesses that are still open have employees working from home and are conducting meetings with those employees online. What kind of impact is that change having on the day-to-day?
Well, it's a very different scenario where businesses are having to just on a dime kind of turn and, you know, reorient their workforce toward this work from home boom. And, you know, a few weeks ago, there were probably a lot of people who didn't know what Zoom was or what Google Hangouts were. Now they're having to kind of learn that very quickly. You know, and really, we're talking mostly about office jobs here. I mean, not everybody is able to work from home or have these sort of jobs where they can just, you know, telecommute and hold meetings. It's really altering the balance, I think, of how people get things done. And in some ways it might be more efficient, but in other ways, you know, it might not be. So it just depends a lot on the individual industry, on the individual company, how these things are shaking out.
Finally, Tony, this pandemic is making for some strange bedfellows as Charlotte's two big hospital systems and arch rivals, Atrium and Novant, have been forced to work together right now. I guess this is a situation of where the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
Well, I mean, it sort of makes strange hospital bedfellows, really, you know, in which, you know, Atrium and Novant, really, traditionally, they've been rivals. They haven't always gotten along well. They say all the right things publicly most of the time. But this, they're really sort of coming together. They're, you know, they partnered up, wrote a joint letter to local leaders to try to get the stay-at-home order through, and that had success in that. And they're doing a lot of emergency planning together. So, you know, they're partnering a lot, and I think they're kind of coming together and sort of realizing that this is sort of bigger than any disputes that they might have individually.
All right, Tony, thank you.
Thanks, Marshall.
That's Tony Macia of the Charlotte Ledger Business Newsletter. You're listening to WFAE's Morning Edition.